We have something really exciting happening over in Barry's Bay in the last couple of months. And it involves a number of members of our Anglican Church of the Epiphany. Members of the congregation, along with other churches and people in the community, have gone through a long process of sponsoring a refugee family. And after 3 years of planning and waiting, their family arrived in February. The family has come from Syria, father and mother and three little children. Their country has pretty much been destroyed by political conflict, violence, and warfare. And there was no question that with a young family, they had to get out of this terrible situation. They escaped and fled to Jordan and lived there for a time in a refugee camp. It's hard to even imagine having three small children in a camp like that. And then later in a two-room apartment with a larger group of people. Now, while we've been saying on many, many occasions that the weather this winter has been absolutely horrible, and I've heard a number of you say that, so fess up. A man, the father, who speaks a little English, says that they feel that they have arrived in heaven. Those are his words. And now he says his children are now free. Free to go to sleep each night without being afraid. And he says that he is determined to work hard to be a good Canadian. And that of all the many wonderful things that people have given them since they have arrived in Canada, the best gift that his family has been given is the gift of hope that they have for their future. The gift of hope. It's interesting to note that next week on Palm Sunday, we will celebrate the glorious and triumphal climax and conclusion to a story that began for us at Christmas, as Jesus was born as a refugee into a refugee family. A family that finds themselves in a situation in the hands of a tyrannic dictatorship and a corrupt political system. As Jesus lived his life and taught and preached and healed and proclaimed the kingdom of God, he did so in many ways as a refugee to the people of the world around him. He died on the cross as an outcast and victim of the violence and the greed and fear that so many continue to live under the weight of today. Now, our gift of hope, however, was born on the first Easter day, as Mary went to the tomb and made the discovery that Jesus was raised from the dead. God did not, nor will not, allow the darkness of this world to have the final say, not even death itself. And the more that that news, that incredible, miraculous, life-changing news, began to be taken in and acted upon, the more the light of God's love in the world would shine. The Easter dawn gives us the hope and courage to be the bearers of the light of the risen Christ for the people God calls us to serve in this generation. Our gospel reading this morning is the one I commented on in my letter to all of our vestry meetings across the parish of the Valley, in which Jesus returns home to his hometown of Nazareth. And while he is there, he attends the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as was his custom. Jesus' baptism has just taken place, and it is clear that it has been a powerful experience in his life. And he is now responding to his sense of a divine calling. And I can only hope that in some way this might be true for our confirmation and reaffirmation candidates here today. Jesus has changed a great deal from the boy that they have known in the past. And he is now at the very beginning of his Galilean ministry and embracing the mission and the new identity that God has empowered him with. In the synagogue, he's handed the scroll that contains the text of the book of the prophet Isaiah. It's a very dramatic moment. And we are told that the eyes of all in the synagogue were upon him, just as all the eyes will be upon our candidates as they come to be confirmed today. And of all of Isaiah's wonderful passages that talk about our relationship with God, he chose to read this one. Hear these words again. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. My friends, what has happened in Barry's Bay with this refugee family, with the ministry that will be undertaken by our candidates for confirmation in the years to come, for the ministry that we all engage in places and events and situations across the parish of the Valley and across our Diocese of Ottawa. This is the mission and the ministry of Jesus, who we commit to follow this day and every day we gather together as God's people, proclaiming and offering hope and good news and recovery and freedom and peace to God's people in this community and in all our communities and beyond. In our second reading from Ephesians, we are reminded that we do not have to do this, and in fact, we should not do this work alone. We are told that each of us has gifts of one kind or another to share and to grow in together, and that in sharing, we are knit together as members of one body, as members of the body of Christ. Now, there is no better witness to the power of being knitted together for the sake of the kingdom of God than we have here in our coming together as we have experienced it as members of this parish of the valley. And that is attested to in this wonderful service and our gathering here today. In a few minutes, those who are being presented for confirmation will be answering some questions, and we will all be renewing our baptismal promises. Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers? Will you persevere in resisting evil? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ? Will you strive to safeguard the integrity of God's creation and respect, sustain, and renew the life of this very planet that we live on? Will you seek and serve Christ in all persons, and will you respect the dignity of every human being? These are the promises we will renew today. And let me tell you, they are not just words on a page. They are life-changing, hope-bringing, wonderful promises. And if you don't believe me, come over to Barry's Bay, and I will introduce you to this family whose lives have been changed forever. To those of you who are being presented as candidates today, and to all of us who are here to share in this celebration, I want to encourage you to think about the ways that you will live out these promises, and to explore how you might share these Easter gifts of God's hope and love in your homes, in your school, in your places of work, and in the lives that we lead each and every day. And how you will follow in the footsteps of Jesus, who came to bring good news to the people who he encountered in those ancient times, and to the generations of people who have called upon his name ever since. What a privilege it is for me to share in this day with all of our parish and with our candidates for confirmation and reaffirmation. May God bless each one of you as you commit yourselves to continue this wonderful journey and to fulfill these challenging and life-changing promises in the days and years to come. Thanks be to God. Amen.